From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yep, morning, Mike.
Mentioned it briefly, Aramco. Nothing detail-wise yesterday. Has that changed?
The detail is slowly coming out, but it's not really the nub of the issue. And so this came out over the weekend, and we didn't really have a lot of time to talk about it. So we could do business all morning, Mike, couldn't we, really? Anyway, we've sort of been talking about this Aramco thing for quite some time, and now it's on, possibly. So this is the sell down into the public market of shares in Saudi Aramco, which is the Saudi oil company. And what makes this special is that the company will become, if it is listed, the world's most valuable listed company. But sort of we're not quite there yet. So we had the formal announcement over the weekend of the intention to list. But there's still a lot of uncertainty over what the company is actually worth or what the market believes it's going to be worth and whether or not investors, once they've been sounded out and there is a sort of evaluation feedback from investors, whether the Saudi government will accept that valuation. Now, Saudi Aramco reported $111 billion in net income in 2018. In terms of valuation, the numbers are pretty staggering. I mean, the Saudi government is reportedly expecting $60 billion for selling 3% of the company, do the numbers, $2 trillion valuation. The market chatter is lower, and that's the nub of this issue, Mike, even though, you know, we believe it's going to be listed on the Saudi, only trade on the Saudi domestic market. But this is the nub of the issue. The nub of the issue is what does the market think it's worth? And the market chatter is a lower valuation, and that's the center of whether or not the center of the issue, whether or not the deal actually goes ahead. It's all part of a plan to transform the Saudi economy and pivot away from the reliance on oil to, you know, once that wave of electric vehicles hits its mic and nobody wants to buy oil anymore. Apparently lots of enthusiasm among Saudi investors. Local banks there expect to provide plenty of lines of credit for investors to buy shares. And then you've got offshore investors, sovereign wealth funds. There is this sort of global shift occurring towards responsible and sustainable investing. And unsurprisingly, oil and large oil reserves are a bit of a red flag for those investors. You still got to believe, though, that once this thing does come to market, will be plenty of buyers.
World still needs oil. Hopefully it'll be more successful than WeWork. Now, Westpac, what do we make of it?
Yeah, so the Hayne report, we'll remember the Hayne report, it's fallen off the front pages, but the ongoing effects of the Hayne report, those ripples from that Hayne report, are now being played out in actually the company results. Now, yesterday we had one of the banks announce the results for the full year, so Westpac Banking Corporation. Now, their profit result a little bit disappointing, I think was the word that the CEO used. They reported a 15% fall in its cash profit to $6.85 billion. It's still a very big number, isn't it? But remember, Mike, these are very big businesses. It's also cut the second half dividend. Some of the bank executives have taken a bit of a hit to the bonuses. The company's also announced plans to raise $2.5 billion in new equity to support the balance sheet. Now, the local arm's done pretty well. It's raised its cash profit by 3%. It's up over $1 billion mark now. There's some one-off gains in there. Look, Westpac had some issues over calculation of regulatory capital, but the boss, David McLean, I think you've got to tip your hat to him. He's quietly handled that and quietly managed to keep them off the front pages, as opposed to the ANZ, who managed to hit every front page. The Aussie parent, though, they've pointed to the weaker economy, low interest rates, as wise as poor result. There's also remediation for customers. As I point out, this is the fallout from the Hayne report. Market was expecting a weak result. Maybe the capital raising a bit bigger than expected. It should be well taken up, though, I would have thought.
Lay some numbers on me.
The numbers this morning, Dow Jones, 27,450, up 103. So that good jobs report from the end of last week and positive news on trade still sort of giving the US market a bit of a lift. The S&P 500, 3079, up 12. NASDAQ, 8430, up 44. FTSE 100, up 63 overnight, 7365. That's about 0.86% gain. The Nikkei down 76, 22850. Shanghai Composite up 17, 2975. The ASX 200 gained 18 yesterday, closing at 6686. The NZX 50, we gained 40, which is a 0.37% gain, closing at 10,801. On the currencies, 0.6415 against the US on the wholesale markets, 0.9301 against the Aussie, 0.5755 euro, 0.4967 pounds, 69.65 yen, gold $1,507.10, and Brent crude a little bit stronger, $62.68.
Have a brilliant day, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.